My name is Susan Angelos. I want to thank you for coming. A shout out to all my folks online. I want to share with you a journey that I've been on for nearly a decade. It starts off with, "You are enough." Now, what's your reaction when I say that? I see a bunch of people smile because it sounds like an overdone, overused internet meme, usually with a picture of an uppity cat on it. You know, live, laugh, love, only a little bit later. Or do you scoff and roll your eyes? My young friend likes to say, "as if," and proceeds to point out every way that she isn't enough, every way she falls short. The concept of simply being enough is ridiculous to her. Or maybe you lower your eyes and look away with a smile. Maybe you think, "I don't mean it because I'm just being nice." And if you believe that, you don't know me. Or feeling like, "I simply don't see how not enough you really are." The National Institute of Health reports that 63% of all adults in the U.S. have suffered from or are suffering from anxiety or depression severe enough to require treatment. And half of our 18 to 24-year-olds have reported anxiety or depression. Half. I was invincible at 20, but half. We are bombarded with messages telling us we are not enough. No. Those beliefs hide the divinity inside us all. Yes, even you. Especially you. To understand how we got here, we need to know where it started. It started with religion. Now, you will hear me say the word God during this talk. That's my shorthand for the power to which I pray. Please feel free to mentally substitute your own term for that. In Christianity, we start off with the idea of original sin, which says we inherit a tainted nature because of Adam's sin. By the way, little from the word person, sin. It was the word that was translated into sin is hamartia in Greek, which means short of the missing the mark or falling short of an objective. I don't hear any judgment in there. There's no morality in that word. Anyway, sorry, back to original sin. In a letter written to the Christian church in Rome, Paul wrote, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned," in Romans 5:12. In Judaism, the concept of original sin is not recognized. But God said to Noah in Genesis, "I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth." Islam also does not recognize sin, but it says, "It is Allah who created you in a state of weakness." Doomed, evil, or weak, not a good start. Against that backdrop, there comes the barrage. We get on social media and we see people with impeccable homes, perfect relationships, happy kids, powerful careers. From childhood, we're told, sit up straight, don't run in the house, obey your elders, don't get dirty, get good grades, be beautiful, be rich, ambitious, loving, powerful, raise perfect kids, have a great career, be healthy, don't give in to weakness, and most of all, never let them see you sweat. Let me tell you something that you already know. Nobody's all those things. Most of us aren't even some of those things. But we don't have to be. We're enough. I believe that in my heart, just as we are, like the song said, just as we were made to be. I am hereby starting the cult of enough. And you will be able to brag to your grandchildren that you were here at the start. I want to be clear about what that means and what it doesn't mean. So let's peel back the layers of the enoughness onion. As always, being a word person, I start with the dictionary. Enough, in or to a degree that satisfies or that is sufficient or necessary for satisfaction. Or two, fit for purpose. Let's savor that for a minute. Nowhere in that definition does it say anything about perfection or being all things to all people. I'm kind of into the idea of being fit for purpose myself. I think that's a good thing. In his book, Life, the Truth, and Being Free, Steve Maraboli wrote, "We have all heard that no two snowflakes are alike. Each snowflake takes the perfect form for the maximum efficiency and effectiveness for its journey. And while the universal force of gravity gives them a shared destination, the expansive space in the air gives each snowflake the opportunity to take their own path. They are on the same journey, but each takes a different path. Along this gravity-driven journey, some snowflakes collide and damage each other. Some collide and join together. Some are influenced by wind. There are so many transitions and changes that take place along the journey of the snowflake, but no matter what the transition, the snowflake always finds itself perfectly shaped for its journey." And that, my friends, is the cult of enough in a nutshell. So what does enough not mean? Enough does not mean perfection. If being enough means being perfect, then trying to attain enoughness is just another reason to hide behind the mask. If you interpret enough that way, then you think, you know, I'm not really perfect. So I'm not really enough, but I want you to think that I am. So let me just put this mask back on. Have you heard of imposter syndrome? In its simplest form, it's the fear of being exposed as a fraud. It can make us sabotage our own success, obsess over minor mistakes, and work twice as hard to prove ourselves. It can rob us of our joy, rob us of the pride we have in what we do and who we are, because the quest for perfection, either real or perceived, is exhausting. Brené Brown always has better words than me, and she said, "We get sucked into perfection for this very simple reason. We believe perfection will protect us. Perfectionism is the belief that if we live perfect, look perfect, and act perfect, we can minimize or avoid the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. We all need to feel worthy of love and belonging. And our worthiness is on the line when we feel we are never, fill in your own blank here, enough." Worth, worthiness, enoughness is not conditional. There is no pre-qualification for being enough. There is a spark of the divine in each and every one of us. Yes, even you. The imperfect, flawed, vulnerable you is perfectly imperfect and enough. Enough also doesn't mean having it all and doing it all. In fact, the cult of enough lies in the face of the pursuit of it all. Having a good grasp on enough means you don't have to get everything, and you certainly don't have to be everything. Part of the doctrine of my cult of enough is understanding the concept of human being versus human doing. I remember hearing this the first time here at Unity in my first year. As always, my mind was going a mile a minute, and I was power walking towards, I don't remember now what it was, and I overheard a lovely lady say, "Now that I'm retired, I want to be more of a human being and less of a human doing." I screeched to a halt and froze, mind blown. I had never heard that before. That was the start of the understanding that it's not what I do or what I have that has the spark of divinity. It is my being, who I am, this beautiful disaster where that spark resides. The cult of enough and my journey with it started that day. Thank you, Suzanne Perry Page. You were the one who said that to me. Enough does not mean self-sufficient. Yeah, this is a hard one for me. My knee-jerk reaction when faced with stress or difficulties is to close the doors, bring down the shutters, and retreat to my cave and peer out suspiciously at anyone who tries to come near. I never said I wasn't a work in progress, okay? I'm working on it. But this past week, I had to go for a medical procedure, and I was really stressing about it. If I had gone by myself, I would have spun myself into a panic, driving me further away from embracing the fact that accepting support does not mean that I am not enough. Instead, a loving friend offered to go, and in a moment of clarity or weakness, I accepted. She didn't offer advice. She didn't tell me how to feel. She chatted about other things and listened when I wanted to talk. She was simply there, holding space. And it meant everything. Thank you, Danae. I love you. So, enough doesn't mean that you don't need anybody or anything else. It means you understand how much you do need, how small we all are in this vast universe, but that you don't need to be even one bit bigger. Enough doesn't mean that you never need help either. If you have been the parent, grandparent, or even around a toddler, you know the phase of, I do it, I do it. Whether that's tying their shoes, feeding themselves, or walking down the street, their need for independence overrides the logical acceptance that there may be something that they simply can't do alone. Some of us never outgrow that. The third principle of unity is co-creation with God. I believe that we all have God within us, all have the spark of the divine. So co-creating with each other can be just as powerful. When you know you're enough, it's easier to ask. It's easier to ask for help. You know your imperfections and your difficulties don't reflect on your worth because you're already enough, just as you are. Enough also doesn't mean that you're all-powerful. Most of us have heard the story of Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, who cured herself from chronic tuberculosis with powerful faith and prayer. Now, before you all come at me, I believe in the power of prayer. And I have felt the warmth of this community a couple of years ago when I had surgery and you all prayed for me. And it really spurred my recovery and helped me heal. I can't tell you how much it meant to me, but comparisons can be hurtful. During the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, I sat with someone in the last days of his life. He had been raised in a Pentecostal church and was deeply troubled that he didn't have a strong enough faith or hadn't prayed hard enough to heal his failing body. He said he had fallen short. No. I'm sorry. He was beautifully enough through and through, but the last hours of his life were spent believing in and regretting his not enoughness. There are wrongs that you simply can't put right. Problems you will not be able to solve, battles you can't win. You do what you are called to do and learn the lessons offered, but you're still enough. Enough does not mean you're flawless or that you never get it wrong. I make mistakes every single day. I'm aware of my flaws before I even roll out of bed every day. Getting it wrong is how we learn. Do you remember the first time you rode your bike down the street? Freedom! How many times did you fall off before you made that one perfect ride? Stubbornly staying on a course that does not serve you. Just because you don't want to be wrong is not productive. A former boss of mine used to say, somebody do something, even if it's wrong, we'll fix it later. Being able to course correct is an invaluable life skill and the mark of a nimble mind. Understanding your perfect, imperfect, flawed, vulnerable enoughness means you're willing to make a U-turn when you're taking a road that won't get you there. Enough also doesn't mean that you're done growing. No, you'll do that the rest of your life if you're lucky. You're not yet the final version finished of you. There are things you might want to be more of. You want to be more open, more honest, more true, more authentic, more free, more connected, more intentional, more purposeful. These are all expressions of your enoughness. They aren't about changing who you are. They're about revealing who you are. You will grow and learn and evolve and continue to become because you don't need to prove yourself. You just need to be yourself. Enough means you don't have to strive to become more worthy, more acceptable, or more lovable. Enough doesn't mean that you've worked long enough, tried hard enough, done well enough. It does not mean that you've been measured, considered, judged, put on an Excel spreadsheet, and finally earned the label of enough. It's simply who you are. And the you that you are is enough. Enough means you were made to be you, as you are, on purpose. It's no mistake that you are this person in this place at this time. You are enough, just as you are, mess and all, beautiful and broken, showing up for your life every day. That's all you have to be. That's all you have to do. It's already enough, fit for purpose, and ready to go. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "All of us sooner or later come to the place in our development where we are no longer satisfied to go on living the old life without the knowledge of our oneness. We may even be tempted to think that our good has gone from us. But just as surely as God, the one presence and one power, we'll find it. Because putting yourself out there, just as you are, at this time and in this world, is an act of raw courage. But the rewards are worth it, so be brave." And that's what I mean. I began with scripture, so I'm going to close by paraphrasing Matthew in 3:17. "And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'You are my beloved child, with whom I am well pleased.' And when I say you are enough, that's my cult of enoughness, because you are. And let's affirm this together. The spark of God is within me. I am enough." Thank you.